Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Jocko Conlon. Batting second. The center fielder, Mule Haas. Batting third. The second baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Zeke Bonura. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Bob Boken. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Joe Chamberlain. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ed Majeski. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sad Sam Jones. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Sad Sam Jones. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Sam Rice. Batting second. The shortstop, Johnny Burnett. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Joe Vosmick. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Odell Hale. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Willie Kaum. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frankie Pitlock. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Willis Hudlin. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Willis Hudlin. And now, play ball. Jocko Conlon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conlon hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Rice. Conlon reaches second base with a double. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas bunts towards the mound. Hudlin fields it and throws to first for the out. Conlon moves to third. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Conlon scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Dykes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dykes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Boken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boken hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Chamberlain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chamberlain hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kaum fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dykes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Kaum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaum takes first base on ball four. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kaum. The throw from Majeski and he is out, Dykes applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kaum fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Sad Sam Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kaum fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jocko Conlon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conlon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Conlon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-0 in the game. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Chamberlain fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Chamberlain. Pitlock moves to second. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin strikes out. One out. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boken fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Pitlock moves to third. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 0-for-1 in the game. Burnett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pitlock scores. Rice moves to second. That run is unearned. It's White Sox, 1, Indians, 1. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-1 in the game. Averill strikes out. Two outs. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0-for-1 in the game. Vosmick hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Majeski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0-for-1 in the game. Bonura hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Averill. Bonura reaches second base with a double. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-1 in the game. Simmons hits a line drive towards first. Trotsky catches it and throws to second to double up Bonura. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Evar Swanson now playing right field. Jocko Conlon now playing center field. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 0-for-1 in the game. Trotsky hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-1 in the game. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boken fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Trotsky moves to second. Willy Kahm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kahm is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Kahm hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Trotsky moves to third. Hale moves to second. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0 for 1 in the game. Pitlock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Chamberlain juggles the ball. That's an error on Chamberlain. Trotsky scores. Hale moves to third. Kahm moves to second. It's 2-1, Indians. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin is 0 for 1 in the game. Hudlin hits a line drive towards short. Boken reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Rice hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hale scores. Kahm scores. Pitlock moves to third. It's 4-1, Indians. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dykes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Pitlock scores. Rice moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 5-1, Indians. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 2 in the game. Averill hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Boken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boken is 0 for 1 in the game. Boken hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Chamberlain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chamberlain is 0 for 1 in the game. Chamberlain is called out on strikes. One out. Ed Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0 for 1 in the game. Majeski hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Pitlock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sad Sam Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 1 in the game. Jones hits a fly ball into right field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Vozmik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vozmik is 0 for 2 in the game. Vozmik hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dykes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Trotsky hits a fly ball into right field. Swanson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jocko Conlon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conlon is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Conlon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Evar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kahm fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Dykes hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Kham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kham is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kham hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Pitlock hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Dykes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin is 0-for-2 in the game. Hudlin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Bonura hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-2 in the game. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bob Boken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boken is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Boken hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Rice hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Burnett bunts towards the mound. Jones fields it and throws to first for the out. Rice moves to second. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-3 in the game. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bonura scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Averill for the out. Rice moves to third. Two outs. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0-for-3 in the game. Vosmick hits a line drive into right field. Swanson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Chamberlain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chamberlain is 0-for-2 in the game. Chamberlain hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kham fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0-for-2 in the game. Majeski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kham juggles the ball. That's an error on Kham. Sad Sam Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-2 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudlin fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Trosky hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Dykes reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hale hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willie Kham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kham is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kham hits a line drive towards first. Bonura catches it and steps on first to double up Hale. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jocko Conlon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conlon is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Conlon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Evar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 0-for-1 in the game. Swanson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kham fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett can't make a play. That's a base hit. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Bonura hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.